So there are several reasons that you want to keep your promise to your listener. One of those reasons is
most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your coach, Adam Adams. And we're talking about on this episode, keeping your promise. There's multiple ways to keep your promises to your listener, and it's going to help you to be able to keep more listeners, make more money if your business is attached to your podcast as well, which hopefully it is. I think that's the best way to do it. You're going to be able to be proving to your listener that you keep your promises along the way. And this came up because I was giving some feedback to one of my podcasters that is a client of ours that we are serving. He's been with us for about 7 or 8 months now, and he wanted me to listen to some of his episodes and teach him what he's doing wrong because he's not getting enough. He's getting tons of traction, but he's not getting enough money coming into his bank account from his podcast. And I said, that's crazy. You should be getting more. Let me listen to a few episodes and give you some feedback. So I have just been doing that. And one of the promises that he did keep, so he has pros and he has cons. And one of the promises that he did keep, which I loved and gave him feedback on, is he was talking to his guest. And so he had a guest. He was doing an interview. And he's got all of his listeners listening. And he says to his guest, hey, we're going to get to that in a minute. I want to talk more about that thing in a few minutes, in a couple minutes. But first, can I ask you this? And I thought it was great for him because he had a few follow-up questions. He did go into that. He did delve deep. He did have some really good information. But my favorite thing is that unlike maybe you, unlike a lot of other podcasters, instead of completely forgetting, I think he wrote it down that he was going to get back to the word control. He said, hey, in a little bit, we're going to be talking about control. First, I want to ask you this. And so he derails the conversation, but not in a bad way. He gets off of topic. He uses his secondary topic and he brings it back. So he said, so let's go into the control. He may have said, let's go into the control that we talked about before. Or, you know what, John? Let's just pretend his guest is John. You know what, John? I mentioned to the listener, we were going to get back to control. And I want to jump into there right now. And then he would bring in and start talking about control. Or he'd go back and talk about whatever it was that he made that promise. That's one thing that you can do in a little while toward the end of this episode, which is a short episode anyway. But toward the end, I'm going to teach you and share with you a few reasons why it's so freaking important for you to keep your promises to your listener. But first, I'm going to talk about some other ways that you could keep your promise to your listener. Here's one way. You might say to your listener, I have episodes coming out every Monday. Well, what would happen if you didn't have an episode come out on Monday? What would happen if you got busy? What would happen if you had so many clients that you just couldn't figure out how to record that week? Well, what may happen is you might not publish an episode on Monday. And if you've told your listener, I publish every Monday, then that's an identity for you. That's the way that they say he publishes every Monday. And as soon as you don't, they say, oh, something changed. I guess he doesn't do what he says, or I guess she doesn't do what she says. I guess this podcast host is just a liar. I guess I can listen to them when they feel like it because they told me that they would, but they don't follow through with their promises. So are they ever going to hire you for anything? Are they ever going to say, yeah, I can trust this person as my coach. I can trust this person as my mentor. I can trust this person as my customer service representative. I can trust this person as my attorney. I can trust this person as my fill in what you are. If you're not going to fulfill the things that you tell your listener, they're not going to trust you. And if they don't trust you, you're not making money. And so my client is fulfilling some promises. He is fulfilling the weekly episode promise. He is fulfilling the promise where he says, hey, I liked how you talked about control. I'd like to get into there, and we will in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to ask you more about this thing. And then he made sure that he got back into it. So how else can you fulfill a promise? You can fulfill a promise by having a podcast about a certain subject. Yeah, I let you down when I said that I'm a podcast about podcasting, and I had a whole bunch of episodes about ice baths and heat exposure. And a few episodes, you'll see them. If you go back like 10-ish episodes, you'll see a bunch of those episodes where I was like really excited about this extra content, this additional content. And it was not necessarily the thing that I made a promise on. And so it can be hard for you to say, ooh, I'm not sure if I'm coming to this podcast and getting what I want. I don't want that for you. So you need to be thinking about the promises that you're sharing with your listener. The promises go with your title of your whole podcast and even a tagline or a subtitle, and they go with the title of the episode. How many times have you on TikTok or on YouTube, for example, how many times have you had a clickbait thing? I'm sure you know what clickbait is, but how many times have you had it where I used to get it on Snapchat. On Snapchat, I thought that I was going to watch this one video about this one thing, and Snap doesn't even have that. Like, they advertise it, but it's not there. It makes me go bonkers. It made me delete the app. And if you do that same thing, if you do a bait and switch, meaning like you put a worm on the thing and then you switch it and they don't really get it, for example, if you do that to your listener by telling them you're going to get one, this thing, you're going to watch this thing, you're going to learn this thing, I'm going to talk about this thing, but then you talk about something else, it's going to be really hard for that listener, for that person who is already following you and already wants to work with you, to be able to know if they can keep listening to the podcast and or hire you. And so you don't want that. So anytime you're making a promise, follow through with it. Hey, I start out an episode and I say, this is going to be 5 minutes, but then it ends up being 30 minutes. Or I say, I'm going to give you these five things and we'll really only get one of them. You're not following through with your promises. It's going to be hard for your listener to keep listening and or hire you. And if they don't hire you, then you're not really making money through your podcast. That's one of the best ways to be making money through your podcast. I've got more great content. The next one, the next episode's another short one. I hope you stay with me and I'll see you there.
By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.